It was all about lame ducks in Lansing this week. The issue that drew the most attention, of course, was the so-called right-to-work law, which was immediately signed by Governor Snyder. Can we expect this as a done deal, or is this law vulnerable to challenges, Jack?
Well, it's a done deal for now, Rena. There's a coalition of people who are talking about doing something about it. As I said yesterday, the only way I can see that something can be done is to do the initiative process. It would take 2 years, but you could get this put back on the ballot, not through the normal referendum. They put an appropriation in there to prevent that. But what you could have this odd situation where people would petition the legislature to repeal the law, and if they don't, then it goes on the ballot. But whether anybody's going to do that, we just don't know.
Well, let's move on to the package of abortion-related bills that moved swiftly through the legislature. What do those bills mean for women, Jack?
Well, there's a number of things going on. There's a couple riders, you might call them, attached to the Blue Cross legislation that would require that special insurance be purchased to cover abortions, that normal insurance doesn't do that. The package passed is mainly aimed at regulating abortion clinics, putting them under more scrutiny, making sure that people coming in for a procedure weren't coerced, that sort of thing. This is certainly a victory for the anti-abortion lobby and a sort of setback for pro-choice forces in the state.
And then there's that perennial favorite, the emergency manager law in new packaging. What does this one do, Jack?
Well, it's a new emergency manager bill. The legislature is sort of sensitive to the fact that the Public Act 4, the one that they passed last year, was repealed by voters at the polls. It was a fairly close election, but people voted against it. This gives emergency managers more power than the old emergency financial managers have, but also gives cities sort of a choice whether they want an emergency manager, whether they want to move to bankruptcy, have a consent agreement. But it does seem that this would make it easier for a city to go directly into bankruptcy if it wants to do that. Now, most people think that's a bad option, but some cities, maybe Detroit, would rather do that than have an emergency manager for reasons of civic pride. So, again, this will give emergency managers more power, but it may muddy the water a little bit about who's in control of what when.
I'll bet you're ready for a nice long nap after this week, Jack.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get one, Rena, but I plan in a couple months from now to start getting ready for Christmas.
Have a good one.
You too.